I guess I'm having a little bit of a, I think we've tried to help you out before, but I'm really not sure that the properties, even with all the things you're talking about, is less than 418, 180 without some, I mean, does the, what does the engineering thing say that you think, I mean, does it give any kind of broker
price? Well, he was just talking about the readily developable part is 16,700 and some square feet, which is significantly less than an acre.
Okay.
So,
you've only got an acre that's,
yeah.
And how many acres total do we have here?
3.2.
Jesse, you have any thoughts on this?
So we would just need comparables, anything to show that we're too high at that value. And again, we're only at 418, 180 for the appraised value.
Okay.
So we can't look at discrimination if he's only asking for valuation, right? We can only look at the valuation? Or can we look at all three?
I think we can do. I mean, yeah, but discrimination, keep in mind, is supposed to be some like methodical, intentional, not necessarily intentional most of the time. In other words, it's not. What we're talking about is that there's some variance around you, obviously, but it's because the assessor's office has not got to Branson, most of Branson at this point, to even up values. So there are some discrepancies right now.
Yeah, the discrepancy to the north of me on the
right,
the salary, the insurance.
You know, on the insurance and land values, which those, they will be going up once they get assessed again. But that's, you know, my concern right now is that without, I mean, I wish if you had a broker that would give you a price opinion that property is down below that. I mean, I think that gives us something to rely upon, but it's pretty difficult at this point to drop that value yet again, at least in my mind. But I don't know if you have the, can you do something? Can you get something from a broker?
Too, and the
I can try. I mean, we.
Well, I'm just trying to give you suggestions to help you out here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about this? We're looking at 2.2 acres, so just keep an easy math. That's 135,000 square feet and change, whatever.
Yeah.
And we've got less than 17,000 readily developable land. So if we're looking at comparisons and a square foot cost, I'm at about an eighth of the 135,000 square feet. So I think you can kind of back into it. So what if I'm being valued at $430 and change for, you know, 135,000 square feet, 3.2 acres, and only, like I said, maybe an eighth of it is readily developable. The rest of those square foot have to be steeply discounted because there's no way I'm going to be able to unload that, you know, at a price of a readily developable land.
How long have you had it on the market now, or have you?
I was bought it in 2018. My business partner is Dennis. You think
so about 7 years.
General thing down there.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's been over 7 years. Pushing 8 actually, yeah.
Obviously, you started at a much higher price.
Mine within like 3 or 4 months. We just put it back on the market. And before that, I think it was 10 to 12 years it was listed. So we made a huge mistake. And
okay.
I just don't want to be penalized for it.
I understand we can't control what people buy and how much they buy it for. That's not really our, you know, deal, because people have bad stuff all the time on these. But as far as the actual value here, I don't know that we can. The only other thing that I could offer to do is we can
Can I say something?
Wait till our real estate person comes. Yeah, I'm going to let the assessor say something in just a second. We could wait till our real, the realtor on our panel comes, but she's not here right now. Put this off one more time and maybe give you an opportunity to see if a broker, because I don't know that a broker is going to tell you that that property is worth less than what you got an appraised value for. I don't know that that's going to happen. And if we can't, then I'm not sure how we change it because we don't really have anything in front of us to do it. So I'm just kind of telling you what you're I understand you've got some reduction in developable, quite a reduction there in the actual property you can build on, but I still don't know that that brings your value down below what the assessor's office has got this listed for right now. What did the assessor want to say?
I just want to let you know, too, though, on the Connell property, it's 23 acres, and he is completely commercial, all of it.
Completely. So the classification is correct.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, I'll be happy to give you that. You know, we've talked to you before. I'd be happy to give you that opportunity. Yeah. Talk to a broker if they can. I mean, if a broker is going to put their name on the dotted line and say this is not worth, you know, this appraised value, then, you know, that gives you a pretty strong case there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to put you on Monday, the 28th. Is that correct? I'll go ahead and put you at 1, but I'm going to tell you, we're probably going to be staying late that day. It'd be between 1 and whatever time. Kind of like the cable company. I'm sorry. We just can't give you a particular time, but we're going to put you on next Monday. On BOE 183, I would make a motion to table until, is that the 28th or 29th? Monday. 28th.
That's 28th.
What? Okay, on 7/28 at 1 o'clock.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll call you sometime that day and try to get a decision one way or the other, but if you can get us a broker price opinion, that'd be great. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Fair enough on that one. Do we still don't have any in person here, which I'm stunned by?
I think Mona's here to talk to the Empire Electric situation.
So she's out there talking to him now.
All right, Coin Escapes, we haven't been able to get a hold of previously, I don't think, so I'm going to try that. Is this just a classification? This is BOE 391.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, Craig.
Craig. David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Do you have just a minute? Okay, I don't think we've been able to get a hold of you before. Is that correct, or have we talked before?
We talked briefly once.
Oh, okay, we did. Okay, was this a? Okay, maybe this isn't a. This isn't nightly rental.
Yes, nightly rental. Yeah.
Okay, what was the issue? Why did we continue it today again? I'm trying to remember now.
Oh, you're fine. There was a. You asked me if I had a partnership yet.
Okay, gotcha.
And if they hadn't. They had another Airbnb with somebody else or something or another.
Right. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's the reason we continue that. In other words, we give that break to one property if somebody owns and if there's multiple owners of the property. If we've given the break to one of those owners already, then their part of the partnership or of the property is tax commercial. So you tell me what the deal is on this particular one. Do you have another nightly rental program property yourself?
I only have this one. He has now. My business partner has another one.
Okay.
With me.
And that other one that the business.
Separate LLC and everything.
Okay. Do you know if he's already been given a 2575 on that one?
I think they have.
Okay.
Because.
All right, and is this one a 50-50 with you two?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can already tell you the percentages because we've done these before. His 50% would be 100% commercial. We would apply that 25-75 mixed use to your half, and it brings the property to 62.5 commercial, and 37.5